We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eaten a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. And I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep the kingdom of heaven first and that all things shall be added to you. And I just pray that you keep serving the Lord with gladness and joy, with diligence and being fervent, being on point, being sharp, staying on that narrow path, fighting a good fight of faith. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize. And I just pray that you can help as much people as you can along your journey. You make others repent and get baptized. You make others get into the word. You just make disciples of all nations. Amen. I just pray that the Lord keeps expanding you and promoting you and blessing you right where you're at. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up today. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another chance. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and coming out. And let us just thank the Lord for just getting us through the week. You know, you have to take it one day at a time. And it's a blessing to just be able to go home safe, come out safe, because so much going on all four corners of the earth. So you might not be exactly where you want to be right now. You might not be the happiest with your current situation, but just know that the Lord could turn it around in a split second. In a twinkling of an eye, the Lord could just do something miraculous, amazing in your life. All right. So always hang in there, stay strong, and keep the faith. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. I hope that you all had a blessed week and blessed weekend. Okay. A lot going on. So, you know, you just got to walk real light out here, you know. But all in all, do your best to live your best life for the Lord and to enjoy your life the best way you can and dedicate everything to Him, because, the Lord loves us a lot, all right? And we need him more than ever. And we have to put him first and make him glad, okay? So let us keep doing right by the word and help others along the way. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us thank the Lord. Let us come together. Let us be in unity. And always remember that when two or three are gathered, the Lord is among them. He is among us. Amen. So let us always glorify him and lift his name on high and what have you. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us just love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back in an hour nobody knows but him. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back for a people. He's come back for a church with no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish. All right, so let's clean it up and tighten up. Let's get it together. Let's keep it in order. Stay ready so we don't have to get ready, all right? What's going on, body of Christ? Shalom, family. Stay strong, stay safe, people, okay? All right, man. Now, today's message, we're going to do a church note from Jen DeLeon, all right? And as we know, every weekend, every Sunday, we go through these church notes. I feel like it's always the best way to end a weekend, and it's always an even better way to start off the week, okay? So we'll just go through this church note, and then we'll close out with prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. All right, y'all. So the title of this church note is called The Truth About Being Single. All right, it's the title of it. So here we go. The truth about being single. How well do you really know yourself? One of one, the truth about being single, Jen DeLeon. No matter our relationship status, we're all single. We're all an individual. A couple is made of two singles. If the single is weak, the couple is weak too. Usually the person who asks why are you single is the same person that rushes to a couple not happy themselves. Misery loves company. If I don't feel good as me, I will not feel good with you. You are one of one. You've got to know who you are. When I know my value and worth, I can choose better. How many of you have dated people you shouldn't have dated? A lot of our decision making reveals our value system. If I don't know I'm one of one, I will date down instead of dating up and align myself with someone who can't handle the fullness of my value because I have not handled it first. If I want someone to value me, I have to value me first. If I want someone to love me, I have to love me first. Whatever problem you had as a single, you are going to have one in a couple. If you're not happy as a single uncoupled person, you won't be happy as single couple person. If you say you make me so happy, be careful because that same person that makes you happy can make you sad too. Because you've given away your power. People can contribute to your happiness. Let us go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed to his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Also, let us go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." Let us continue the church note. We want to get with somebody and make them who we want them to be instead of acknowledging who they are. Because we don't accept ourselves, we don't accept others. Instead of saying this person is who they are, does it work for me or not? But because I haven't taken enough time to know who I am, it's hard for me to evaluate who fits and who doesn't. Some of you ended up with Beast because you didn't take enough time to know who you were so you could decide who was a good fit or not. Some of you are so rushed to get into a relationship that you're dating Beast and going, and God says you have to wait for a beauty. How do you know when you're dating a Beast? It doesn't quite fit. You can't quite be who you've been called to be. You can't quite say what you want to say. You can't wear what you want to wear because they'll get upset. And in order to be who they want you to be, you conform your identity to fit what they want you to be. And you wonder why you're not happy. You're not being you. You're being a cheap imitation of who they want you to be. A Beast is always thinking about themselves. The Beast isn't concerned about you. The Beast wants what it wants. You link up with someone that takes you away from God rather than to God. If you never get into the realization of your value and worth, your dating appetite will crave Beasts, not beauties. If we have a habit of dating people that are dysfunctional, you crave the dysfunction of someone because that's how I learned love. When we date somebody or have a history of dating people who are unhealthy for us, we have to take time to evaluate. Like attracts like. If I'm attracting that, there's a part of me that is that. If I want to attract different, I must become different. Why do I attract people who don't value me? Because I don't value me. Why do I attract people with short tempers? Because I'm short with myself. If you're single and uncoupled, it's not because you can't be with someone. It's because you made a choice to not just be with anyone. You're discerning. You'd rather be by yourself than be with somebody who is not where God wants you to be. Do not let impatience get you out of a posture of waiting. Don't have a looking spirit. Have a receiving spirit. I trust that God is going to bring me the person when it's time. I don't have to wear a certain thing. I don't have to look a certain way. I just have to be the right person He created me to be. When I'm looking, it implies I don't have. We walk by faith, not by sight. I would rather a woman leave because she can't handle your truth than to lie to her and she stays under false pretenses. Give the person you're dealing with the information they need to make their choice. Too often we don't share the truth of who we are or what we want because we're afraid of making someone upset. Their reaction to your truth is their reaction. It's not your responsibility. You not being truthful with somebody means that you're manipulating their response. If they don't like your truth, that's their reaction. Our responsibility is to operate in the spirit and truth. If you are in a dating situation where you know you don't really care about the person, I challenge you to end it today. You're keeping someone around because you don't like being lonely. If you don't know how to be one with yourself, you won't know how to be one with another. 1 + 1 = 1. If you don't know how to respect your individuality, you'll allow someone to disrespect your individuality. If you spend most of your time as a single person who's uncoupled, wondering when you'll be in a couple, you're going to miss one of the most valued periods of your lifetime. When am I going to get somebody? When God decides. A great relationship is a vulnerable relationship. Don't allow your life to be less than. Allow your life to be at the level of what you know about yourself. Amen. All right, so that is the church note, all right? The title of it is The Truth About Being Single, okay? This is a church note based around someone's marital status and their situations. And everybody's marital status is a bit different. Some people are married, some are widowed, some are divorced, some are with someone, or it's complicated, some are single, all right? Whatever your status is at the end of the day, make sure your relationship with God is on point. Make sure your relationship with the Lord is on point. Make sure you're loving Jesus fully, wholeheartedly, with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important relationship you could have, all right? As we're here on this earth, in the days of Noah, in these last days, at perilous times, it may be a challenge to meet a decent person or find the right one or what have you. But all in all, I believe that the Lord will provide. If it's his will, let his will be done, all right? And I've read plenty of scriptures and different podcasts, and I did plenty of different podcast episodes about marriage and relationship status just in the beginning of my podcast episodes of 2021. And also reading regarding the things that Moses said about marriage, Jesus, and Paul as well, all right? So all in all, let the Lord's will be done when it comes to those things in your life, all right? So stay strong and always put the Most High first forever, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So that is the church note, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Yes, yes. He is the hope for humanity, most definitely. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith, the true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my healer, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my shield. Yes, yes, he is my salvation, my strength, my good fortress. Yes, he is my refuge. Yes, yes, y'all, the Lord is our everything, man, most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be'Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, the God of heaven and earth, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. The name above all names, most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. With him, all things are possible. He definitely is the way, truth, and life forevermore. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son's amazing for dying for our sins. Most definitely, the Lord, my high tower. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Only he is holy. The Lord our God is one. Most definitely, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of Abraham, the son of God, the son of man, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yeshua, Yahusha, Yehosha. Yes, yes, the word of the almighty, true, and living God, the consuming fire. He is the word. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it. All right. Yes, yes, that's the word for today. That is the church note. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So regardless of your martial status, just make sure your relationship with the Lord is on point. All right. And if anything, let the Lord's will be done in all areas of your life. Okay. Let his will be done. Yes, yes, y'all. So stay strong. Stay, hang in there. All right. A lot of y'all may have experienced abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, manipulation, domestic violence, trauma, a lot of pain, hurt, brokenheartedness, what have you. Just know the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. All right. Jesus could fix anything. He will fix that broken heart. All right. He wants you closer to his presence and Father's presence, doing Father's business, Father's will. And if it's the Lord's will to provide a person to come for you, let the will be done. All right. And just thank the Lord for it. All right. Because there's very few good, rare people out here. So if the Lord blesses you with one of those few good ones, appreciate that and honor that person that's with you. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. There's a lot of loneliness and a lot of separation in these end times. A lot of people feel isolated and misunderstood, but the Lord understands you. Okay. So don't beat yourself up too much. Don't feel guilty or bad conscious or what have you. Okay. Just stay strong through your experiences. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So we definitely serve an amazing Father and Son. You know, his Son is definitely amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. Jesus is very awesome, y'all. He is very awesome to have a relationship with and hear his voice. Amen. He said, my sheep hear my voice. So hearing his voice and obeying it is very beautiful, all right? Boast in the Lord, y'all. He is a seed of Abraham promise, a seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Yes, yes, y'all. I mean, we touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, love. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new blessings, new steps, new seasons, new open doors, new endeavors, new prosperity. All right. Changed heart, warm heart, heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. Golden heart, blessed heart. Amen. Yes, yes. Let the Lord keep using you. Keep being used by the Most High. And keep glorifying him in the process. And keep staying strong. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That's the word for today. So I just pray to God that whoever's listening to this, I pray that you repent and get baptized. Let your life work for the Most High. And I just pray that things get better for you in these times that we're in, these trying times, that the Lord still work on you and your situation, and that he fix you up real good, okay? He mold you, he purify you, he refines you, and change your perspective on life, all right? Let the Lord bless you with gladness and joy, comfort, peace, love, stability, strength, and just keep on praising him, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. So what I love to do before I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. God bless you all. Peace.